This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So in the Window Nation guest hotline, let's welcome into the program our buddy and yours, Cordell Woodland. Cordell, first of all, Happy New Year to you and the family.
Yeah, man. Same to you. How you guys doing?
We're living the dream, of course. Now, been talking the last couple of days about John Harbaugh and Mike Tomlin, job security. I don't think either one gets whacked, quite frankly, after the season. I could be wrong. I said, bet booze on it. Nolan remembers that Brandon Hyde would be the Orioles manager in spring training of 26. He got fired like a week later. I don't think either one gets fired, but who really knows? Do you see a scenario realistically, or at least from a Ravens perspective, if Baltimore loses to Pittsburgh or even makes the playoffs and Houston gives them the heave-ho in the first round, that John Harbaugh loses his job?
I mean, it's just so tough to really have a pulse on it, because we don't get to really talk to the owner. So, you know, he's the guy that's going to be making a decision like that. And we don't really know where his headspace is considering this disappointing season. We know how fond he is of John. We know what that relationship is. And we also understand, like I said, that this has been a disappointing season. Honestly, whether they get in or not, you know, to not get in is beyond disappointing. And that's, I do think, should be in the danger zone. But I can't sit here with confidence and say that it will be. I mean, like you said, I think odds are both of these coaches are back next year, regardless of what happens Sunday night. Can't say the same for their coordinators. But I do get the sense that John probably does find a way to survive this.
Now, as far as the game itself on Sunday night, you're looking at that Steelers offense. I mean, extremely depleted right now. DK Metcalf's not going to play. Calvin Austin could come back, which would be huge for them, considering who's left in that ragtag group of receivers. But you saw how bad they were against the Browns. On the other side of it, we know how bad this Ravens secondary is. What are your expectations for them trying to slow down Rodgers and his weapons?
Yeah, I mean, I think they're going to try to, you know, make him more uncomfortable this time around than they did last time. He got to kind of sit back there and pat the ball and throw it wherever he wanted to. Now, DK being there was a big difference for them, at least in their last matchup. And they don't have a Myles Garrett that's going to garner so much of their attention and so much of their game plan that maybe it does take away from actually trying to move the ball and actually scoring touchdowns. And like you said, you don't really have a lot of confidence as a whole when it comes to this secondary stopping any receivers. I mean, Marquise Valdez-Scantling could catch a couple of 50-yarders for all we know. Adam Thielen can kind of catch a couple of contested balls. It just seems like every week somebody's making plays against that secondary. So it wouldn't shock me if that's the case again. And they've got tight ends, and Kenneth Gainwell is a big part of what they do in the pass game. So I am curious to see what it looks like this time around, hoping that Pittsburgh isn't able to move the ball as effectively.
So speaking of that secondary, if you were Zach Orr and you're in charge, would you consider, even though it's late in the year, everything's on the line, maybe a little shuffling of some roles out there, try to get Ardarius Washington more involved? I know a lot of people have been saying that they want Marlon Humphrey's role to change, that they're done with him at corner, slot or not, that they just want him as more of a safety. I mean, is that really a realistic thing at this point of the season?
I mean, I don't think so, realistically. I mean, we're talking about potentially this being the last game of the year. And that would be a pretty, like, it's not an impossible adjustment to make, but I'm going to give enough respect to what goes into preparation for a game and what goes into the preparation just for playing the positions that he already plays, then to have to learn the different responsibilities that come with safety and this defense and what they're asking their safeties to do. If they haven't already been kind of working on that and at least showing it, if they've been working on it, I would imagine they would have shown it by now. I just don't really see that being the case. Now, going forward, if you're talking about Marlon trying to extend his career, I think moving to safety is kind of a no-brainer for him. But they're going to have to do something. And, look, it shouldn't be that hard. Like, let's not overthink this. This Pittsburgh offense is beyond limited right now, even when fully healthy. It shouldn't be a situation where they're comfortable and just moving the ball up and down the field, but logic tells me they're going to find a way to do it.
Cordell Woodland joining us here. It's Vinny and Henny, Bob Henny, Nolan McGraw. Vinny's on vacation next couple of weeks. Cordell, the Ravens offense, we saw Derrick Henry jam it down their throats at Green Bay this past Saturday, a week after everybody took heat for him not even being on the field for all intents and purposes late in the fourth quarter against New England. How does Todd Monken find that happy balance? And hey, do you really want him to have 36 carries? Not ideal, but if that's what it takes to win, isn't that what you try to do here, I guess, right?
Yeah, I mean that's kind of where I'm at with it. Like, I don't know if realistically you can go into the game saying you're going to give him 35 carries again, because you don't know how the flow of the game is going to be. But as the game goes on, if it starts to feel like, you know, he's just mowing down that defense the same way he did against Green Bay, you absolutely keep going to him. Whether Lamar plays or not, you know he's not 100%. I'd like to see a lot of some of the things that they did, just the commitment to the run game. And look, Huntley did a good job of even going and picking up his 5 or 6 yards at a time sometimes and just getting down. Like, Lamar could do that. Now, I don't want to speak for him. I don't know how he's feeling with that back. I don't have that same issue that he's dealing with right now. So let me not volunteer him for some hit. But yeah, I mean, look, if Derek, whatever's working, man, you empty the tank. You don't want to go home with any bullets left in the chamber after this game. You need to do whatever it takes to win. If that means Derrick Henry touching the ball 40 times, so be it.
Cordell, when's the next Fresh Take Sports coming up here on 105.7 The Fan?
Yeah, we'll be on Friday, the day after New Year's, from 12 to 3. And I know we've been on Fridays a lot, but next Monday we'll be on Monday night from 6 to 8. And then from that point on, our new night will be Tuesdays going forward. So Tuesday nights from 6 to 8 in about 2 weeks.
Cordell, appreciate the time as always. Happy New Year to you and the family. We'll talk to you in 2026.
Thanks, guys. Same to you.
There's Cordell Woodland, everybody. We'll come back, whip around what happened in the world of sports last night. A couple of things. We'll get into that. And an historic moment happened at M&T Bank Stadium 2 years ago that sealed up a personal accomplishment for old number 8. Bill Bender, Sporting News 11:30, preview the college football playoffs with him, which resume tonight. We'll get into all of that fun stuff. And then more than that, here on 105.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.